It's the Morning Show on the Ideas Network. I'm John Munson. The National Rifle Association sees its candidate ratings as a service and voting guide for its members. And in its 2018 ratings, the NRA downgraded more Republicans than is typical. We take a look at why and whether the political leverage of the organization is changing. Daniel Nass is a visual journalist at The Trace, an independent, nonprofit news organization covering gun violence and gun issues. Daniel, welcome to The Morning Show.
Thanks for having me on.
In its 2018 ratings, the NRA downgraded 15 Republican candidates who are running in state and federal midterm elections. Why is that unusual?
So, in the past few election cycles, 2012 through 2016, we saw that the NRA had downgraded between 6 and 8 candidates, and those were usually small downgrades of just typically one letter grade, like from an A to a B. This cycle, we found 15 Republican candidates who had been downgraded, and more than half of them were docked 2 grades or more. So what it looks like is there are more Republicans who broke ranks with the NRA's agenda this year, and the NRA saw fit to, in their eyes, punish them by reducing their grades.
So what do these letter grades mean? I mean, what do you have to do to get an A? I used to have students tell me that all the time when I was teaching. But what do you have to do to get an A from the NRA, and what would cause you to be downgraded?
Right. So there's no exact formula that we know of that the NRA uses, but one piece of information that they take into account with the grades is a survey that they distribute to candidates across the country in federal and state elections, asking them a variety of questions about their attitudes on gun policy. And then if a candidate has held office previously, their legislative record is another thing that the NRA is taking into account when deciding these grades.
So do we know what motivated these particular downgrades? Was there anything these politicians had in common, I guess, is what we're thinking about?
Right. So in some cases, we can definitely look at a politician's record in the past couple of years and see what might have precipitated the drop in their grade. Several of the people in the list are from Florida, where after the Parkland shooting earlier this year, there were several pieces of gun legislation proposed. So on the list, we see Florida Governor Rick Scott, who's now running for Senate. He's previously been very close with the NRA and had an A-plus rating. He now has a C. And then also there are two Florida representatives. One is Brian Mast, who went from an A to an F. And the other is Carlos Curbelo, who went from a B-plus to an FX, which is a new grade that the NRA created this year specifically for Florida Republicans who have been endorsed by gun issue groups on the other side of the issue, groups that promote gun control. And so all three of those politicians either introduced or supported gun control legislation in Florida since Parkland.
Do you think that it's likely that these individuals who were downgraded will continue to buck the NRA in the future, or was this a one-off and they'll be back in the fold quite soon?
It's hard to say. Often just a single instance of deviating from the NRA can lead to a grade drop. They really expect a high degree of loyalty in order to earn an A. So there's a good chance that many of them will be back in the fold come.
Is there a connection between the letter grade and how much money you receive in campaign contributions from the NRA? I mean, do you only get NRA money if you have at least a B-plus or some other letter?
Yeah, I think that there are very few candidates that the NRA supports who don't have an A grade from them, although a good grade is not necessarily a guarantee of financial support either.
So, okay, so even if you get a good grade, you don't necessarily get any money. How have the 15 Republicans who were downgraded responded to the recent shootings in Kentucky and Pittsburgh, for example?
Right, so I reviewed statements that many of them released following those shootings, and they're fairly standard for statements released by Republicans following mass shootings. They don't hesitate to condemn the individual tragedies, but none of them called for any sort of policy changes as a result. And that is something that, you know, is very rare to see Republicans doing in the aftermath of mass shootings, that Democrats are much more apt to make that kind of call.
Does this tell us anything about the political leverage of the NRA? Is it changing?
It may be changing. There are a number of factors that point to the NRA having a difficult year. Their favorability rating has been down in public opinion surveys, especially after the Parkland shooting, and they've lost a number of their large corporate partners, including most recently FedEx, which was just earlier this week. And there are signs that the NRA may be experiencing some financial trouble. There was an audit of one branch of the NRA that has shown they've had a deficit for the past 2 years, and they also have pointed in filings in a lawsuit against the state of New York to financial difficulties that they're experiencing. So all of that combined with this larger group of lawmakers who have broken ranks with the NRA on at least some issues could point to a decline in their clout.
Daniel Nass is a visual journalist at The Trace, an independent nonprofit news organization covering gun violence and gun issues. Daniel, in reporting this story, you didn't just go to the NRA's website and look up candidate ratings. You had to do some legwork to actually get the numbers. Tell us more about that.
Yeah, so in the past, including as recently as the primary elections, you could click on a state on the NRA's website and see the complete slate of candidates that they had graded in that state. But they introduced a new search mechanism when they released these grades at the beginning of October. And basically, you have to type in a full address and you'll be able to see only the candidates that would be on the ballot if you were voting from that address. So the House candidates in your congressional district, and then they also do grades for state legislatures. So you would only be able to see your state candidates as well at that address. So in order to collect all of these grades, we had to compile a list of real addresses in every congressional district and then write some code that filled out this form in an automated way and collected the data for all of the candidates.
So, what do you think is different now? I mean, is there a sense that some of these politicians are being shielded?
So, we have one. There's a reason to think that might be the case. Another thing that the NRA did recently to make its grades harder to access was they took down an archive of past year's grades that was previously available to their members online. And after they did that, an anonymous NRA employee told the Washington Post that the rationale for that was that their quote-unquote enemies were using the grades. So on this measure to make the grades harder to access coming on the heels of that does seem to suggest that the NRA has realized that a favorable grade could be as much a liability as an asset for certain candidates.
Well, we're a week away from the midterm elections. How much does an NRA endorsement really matter in this year's elections?
Obviously, there are a lot of factors in play. Many people are viewing these midterms as primarily a referendum on Trump. And despite these downgrades, NRA, Republican Party membership is pretty closely linked to a favorable grade. We found that still about 93% of Republicans have grades of A minus or above. So the fate of the Republican Party in the midterms will be closely tied to the fate of the NRA's preferred candidates.
So we've had these. What else will you be watching for on this issue going forward, especially as we learn more about what happened in Pittsburgh?
Right. So NRA spending is definitely another issue we'll be watching closely, especially in just these last few days before the election, and just a continued willingness of Republican candidates to possibly step outside of the policy goals that the NRA prescribes. We'll definitely be looking to see whether that is something that continues.
All right, Daniel Ness, a visual journalist at The Trace, an independent nonprofit news organization covering gun violence and gun issues in the United States. Daniel, thank you for joining us on the morning show today.
Thanks for having me on.
It is the morning show on the Ideas Network. Stick around. More from our Beyond the Ballot project coming up next.